case number 10,649, Mary D. Virgilio and Joseph Co. Francesco. Row 273A, southwest of Eagle Drive, being lot 29 within Bald Eagle Village Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Joe Co. Francesco, 39 Eagle Drive, Bald Eagle Village.
Robles. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
I applied for a variance to put a front roof over top of my front stoop in the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And it encroaches on the setback. It has no uniqueness, I mean, other than finishing the front of my house off, which I didn't do 10 years ago when I originally built it. I would have to apply for a variance then, too. So 10 years later, I'm here to apply for the variance. It is a developed lot, two-story brick house, garage. The front stoop's 11 foot 8 inches wide and 5 foot 6 inches out from the house. And I've talked to my neighbors. Only one neighbor I didn't get to talk to. I showed them my prints because it was very vague, the notice they had. You know, I just was applying for a setback. Right. And I showed them my drawings, and they thought that it was a good idea. They had no problems. It doesn't interfere with anybody's view. It enhances my house. It also, with the neighbors that I have, it also enhances their houses, which are very kept very well. That's why I applied for the variance, to finish the front of my house off. It's just, the front of my house is just flat.
Right.
And it's an improvement to my house. Me and my sister built the property. That's who Mary DiVirgilio is. That's my sister.
Okay.
I believe that addresses one of the five standards. Won't alter. I believe that addresses one of the standards, which says it won't, or suggests that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. But there are four other standards. Do you wish to address those?
It's number three. It hasn't created a difficulty for me. Okay.
Well, I think you're misinterpreting that. It says cannot have been created by the applicant.
Well, it's established by the setbacks when I built the house. So when I built the house, you know, that's where we set the house at 30 foot 6 inches back.
Okay.
That's where it came in at the 30 foot 6 inches. That's why I needed to apply for the variance. The project won't alter the neighborhood as far as, you know, me putting a roof and two columns up.
The responsibility of the board is to determine whether the request addresses all five standards of the variance.
Mr. Mills, I
are you familiar with those standards?
I the standards, the effect on the surroundings, is that the standards that?
Well, that's one. There's,
okay.
There's five.
You there's five of them here, sir. Would you like to? There you go.
Well, the uniqueness is I guess the uniqueness is no. I don't quite comprehend the unique physical circumstances or conditions. There is none, okay, except the setback.
Let me, if I can, let me try to interpret for you. Uniqueness is there something unique about the property, such as narrowness, shallowness, exceptional topography, that would keep you from developing the property within conformity?
No.
Okay. The second one is, can't otherwise be developed. Is it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and is there no possible way that the property can be developed in strict conformity?
Well, the property has been developed.
Okay. The third is that it hasn't been created by the applicant.
When we 10 years ago, yes, when we set the house,
okay,
then I realized that I couldn't put a roof over top of a open space.
And I can't speak for the other members, but I think you've convinced me that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
No, sir.
And the fifth requirement is that it's a minimum to afford relief. Now, one of those alone doesn't meet all the five standards, if you understand what I'm saying. And again, our responsibility is to determine that it does meet all five standards. Do you recall those standards being on your application?
Well, I have these standards right here, Mr. Mills.
Okay.
And I mean, the variance will afford relief because if I can put the roof on. I guess if that's the answer to the question, sir, I'm a little confused about.
I understand.
You know, what I just try to proceed with.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, I understand. I know you're trying to help me. Also, I knew I had to apply for a variance. I came down. I split the drawings, so on and so forth, and I proceeded to follow the instructions to apply for the variance.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way I went about it. That's the way you're supposed to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just trying to do the right thing.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? We need that copy. That copy back on the granting of the variances. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I have one other question.
Okay.
The existing steps, and I call it a deck or porch, are they in violation?
Not without a cover.
Not without a cover.
And no, not without the cover.
They're allowed to encroach 5 feet.
5 feet? Well, they're more than 5 feet if you got a 5-foot deck and four steps. Just a question.
It's a good one. Well taken.
Do you have a survey?
No, I didn't see a deck. I just saw some steps coming off the front.
Well, porch, open porch. Do you have a survey?
I don't have a survey. No, I don't.
Okay. So what? How did you determine that you needed a 5-foot variance?
Assuming that the house is back 30 feet 6 inches.
Okay. And how much does the from the house, how far does the porch?
The porch comes out 5 feet.
5 feet. And then,
yes.
And then the steps?
The steps come out 3 feet.
Okay. So you actually,
we need
your request is for an 8-foot variance. So you're allowed to deck, a first floor deck and steps are allowed to encroach 5 feet into the setback.
Mr. Mills, to be honest with you, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize the steps were included in the...
Right, in I understand.
The, in when I built. And
actually, let me re-correct myself. 7.5 foot variance, if you say it's 30 and a half feet back. When you applied for the variance,
yes.
Did you?
I applied for the variance for the 5'6" to cover the landing.
Okay.
No steps.
And that's what I applied for. I applied for 5'6". I just thought that I needed the 5'6" because that's where the roof would be.
I got you. Okay.
But you get a proposed roof over the steps, though, which you applied for.
There's no roof over the steps. There's just a roof over the
landing with
over
steps.
The landing.
Landing with steps. Because on here, okay, because you got proposed roof over the steps, so it's a landing.
Just the landing.
Okay.
So you built this. You built this house when?
I built this house in 2000.
Okay. Was there a excuse me, Mrs. Isaacs? Was there a certificate of occupancy?
There was.
Granted. Okay.
In 2000.
Okay.
2000. Okay.
And that was as it exists now.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I personally, I did all the brickwork on the house, so where it's at is my responsibility.
Did you build the house?
No. It was a Nanticoke, and then I did all the masonry though on the house.
Okay.
They set the house.
Okay.
So, sir, is there any possibility that you could have measured wrong in your front yard, that a survey might help you.
As far as I know, from the 10 years ago when I was told the house was 30'6" back from the setback, that is what I was led to believe and understand, that that house is 30'6" back from the setback.
Okay. And was the survey done then?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
So you could provide that to this board?
I can get it from the surveyor, I'm sure of that.
It would be a relatively simple process.
There has to be a legal document on that.
Okay.
From the surveyor.
That would help you, for sure. Or trying to help
it has to be. Has to be a legal document with the surveyor, or definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ask for opposition?
Yeah, I'm getting in the opposition. Any question? You had the last question.
Okay. Right? I didn't know.
All right. Is there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
You had asked that because you had already called for
what's that? Ron asked the question.
On the end.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So you're ready to vote?
Oh, ready to vote then.
Well, they call for a motion. I don't think there was even a motion made.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we leave case number 10,649 open for the purpose only of the applicant to provide us with a survey.
Okay, very good.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 10,649 open for the sole purpose of allowing the applicant to furnish us with a survey. Hey, are there any questions to that motion? Not all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Did you understand that, sir?
Yes.
Appreciate that. And you can supply it to the...
Bring it to the Planning and Zoning Department.
Just bring the
survey.
Survey into the office.
And then we'll put you back on the agenda. Once we receive that survey.
All right, very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.